Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this special edition of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. This is a continuation on my metaphysical storytelling series, and this happens to be volume 9. Today, we're going to talk about Adam and Eve. So, most of us know the story of Adam and Eve, the literal story of God putting a man onto the earth fashioned from the dust of the ground, and then using his rib to create a woman to be his companion. The two are put into this idyllic Garden of Eden, and they're asked to procreate and enjoy it, but they can't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they are tempted by this snake and by the beautiful fruit, and eventually, well, they give in. Eve first, right? People call this original sin and say that these are the sins that caused all sins and that this is ultimately, you know, what makes life so hard. Well, obviously the metaphysical interpretation of this story is going to be a bit different. Let's start with some basic metaphysics. What do some of these words mean metaphysically instead of literally, right? Now, real quickly, let's just send out a reminder to everyone that a metaphysical interpretation is not intended to negate whether or not a biblical story is historical or not. I am going to argue, as I always have, that it's irrelevant if it's historical or not. Either way, the metaphysical interpretation is of utmost importance to us as individuals on the path to awakening. Let's start with the word dust. Dust is materiality. It is substance, but the holiest form of substance, right? It is purity, the pure design by which we are originally made, this vessel for our spirit to come enjoy the physical world, to experience life school, right? It's also really interesting to me to think about what a snake is, okay? A serpent, a snake, metaphysically, is that sense consciousness. It is the desire within. It is man's effort to acquire knowledge by experience. In fact, the Hebrew word for snake actually has that more abstract meaning to, well, it describes man's effort to acquire knowledge by experience. And most metaphysicians view this whole idea of original sin not as the ending of an idyllic experience, but more as the beginning of an individualized journey of each of us moving from being this part of pure spirit, perfect in all ways, to this individualized, what I call curriculum or life school. This is important, right? This is what is supposed to happen. We have the power of free choice. If we use it unwisely, then we discover more and more of that sensate reality, more of what I talked about in episode 87, hell on earth, right? It is not that sin is some horrific thing. It's not that someone ate the fruit. Sin is poor judgment, okay? It is a mistake in action that then has consequences that suck. And Adam and Eve in the story, while maybe, perhaps, if that resonates true to you, that they were the first man and woman on the earth, okay. But for the purposes of a metaphysical translation, Adam and Eve are not separate people. They are the parts of self. They are the mental, emotional side, the reasoning and the feeling of every individual person. And the serpent is not something outside of ourselves beckoning to us, begging us to sin, right? To make bad choices. It is that thing inside. It is the chattering monkeys. It's envy, jealousy, competition. It is that driving force within each of us that urges us to feed on human recognition instead of the inner knowing that we are good or powerful, that we can manifest, that we are here to fulfill our own destiny and to graduate from our own version of life school instead of to get acknowledgement from loads of other people. So to put this in a little bit more of a physical, concrete term, Adam and Eve ate of the tree of good and evil. They allowed themselves, or it, right? Us, the sides of ourself, right? The feeling nature and the mental, personalized nature. We chose to come into this body where we would eat of the fruit of good and evil, where we would experience human life and reality and be tempted by, well, all things, right? Ego, money. Money's not bad. The love of money is, right? We find if we become entangled with the appetite for sensualized material gain, that we separate ourselves from our spirit. And thus, this entry into the garden and the eating of the fruit is applying for life school. Do you follow? To break it down farther, Adam is the idea of us, the idea of being a person, fallen from grace, meaning instead of in spirit, we'll all where where all is perfect and whole and frankly easy, we come here to the earth to be distracted by earthly details. It is the first movement in mind, the contact with life as substance. It is the becoming a human, the entering into this vehicle. In the original incarnation, right, the minute that we hit this flesh suit, we are spiritually illumined, we are awake. But the second that we get here, we begin taking in material experiences and human beliefs. We begin to understand, well, not even understand, but to experience what is God and what is not, what is spirit and what is not. We are distracted by human conditions, and thus we instantly, from the moment of birth, really, begin to fall, right? They call it the fall. It's not the fall from grace. It's not the fall into being a sinner. It is the fall from that spiritual purity into this human life where we then have to reawaken or enlighten. It is recognizing that we have to be lifted by spiritual practice. We have to be focused. We have to train the brain, this human construct that is the brain. We have to train it to have faith in what is unseen. We have to train it to have faith in the spiritual reality of who we are. Again, that is why we call it awakening, because we fell into this body to have to re-remember, to have to awaken so that we can remember who we really are. We spend too long away from life school and we forget how extraordinary our spiritual existence is. Again, there is Eve. Eve comes of Adam, right? But not another person, right? It shares the rib. It is within the same being. It is that feminine aspect of this human incarnation of quote unquote generic man. It is love individualized within the individual, right? It is limited in that it is individualized. It is the way each of us experiences love for you and I, each that will be different. It is the seed within us of feeling. It is the seed of higher self that we can nurture and grow. And so we are here by choice, entered into a machine, this physical body with a brain that is personified by Adam, and then nurtured and planted with a seed that we call Eve. That seed of love, of feeling, not just emotion, but feeling. And that seed is struggling to grow with inside the limited construct of our bodies. We feel how amazing sometimes the straying life can be. There are times that the quote-unquote sin, that the temptation of experience feels quite lovely. That's okay. But we have to nurture the seed within by focusing on the spiritual aspects, by making the spiritual choice over the material one, or finding a way for the two to actually coexist in a way that is completely pure and not, well, not just lying to ourselves. This, beloved, is our human reality. It's our life school. So here they are, Adam and Eve, human wisdom, human body, coupled with the seed of spiritual awakening. It is the two halves of ourselves, of you, of me, of each of us. And when the two join harmoniously in the Garden of Eden, not some physical place, but a state of mind, a spiritual one. One where consciousness, knowing, and feeling are aligned, where faith and trust are active, and frankly, where willingness is. Because after all, it's a choice to put doubt aside, a choice to respond to fear by answering its childlike questions. Answer the what ifs. Align our words and actions, our efforts. Align these with our true higher thoughts, our true higher self, and nurture the seed within so that we can be both human and spiritual simultaneously. If we don't get to be both, we don't get to be either. We have to deeply, completely recognize that all things really do work together for good. We have to trust the unfolding, respond to the whispers of our souls. We have to evaluate temptation. Do you understand that concept, beloved? Temptation is a gift from the universe, an opportunity to evaluate choices, to think about this sensate life and decide if the risk is worth it, to pause and think, who will we hurt? How will we hurt them? Is it best for us, or is it best to lay this aside? We have to remember that temptation is an opportunity to disband its energy, its arrival, before it disrupts our peace, so that we can stay in the garden, so we can remain here in heaven on earth, in this world, be in it, but not of it. Here we embrace life school, its earthly joys, all while becoming more and more enlightened along the way. We walk the upward path to awakening. We maintain, explore, and master all of our spiritual natures while enjoying the fun part of life too. The fun, the food, the clothes, whatever, and the lessons. So God, the highest version of us, the universe, energy, came here and put itself in a body. And in that body is the seed of our enlightenment. It is Adam and Adam's rib, the body and the seed of awakening here on purpose in this perfect place where we are pushed and prodded to taste the fruit of the tree of good and evil, to be given choice, to have to relearn who we are, to awaken so that we can experience that garden again, which is really just alignment to self. It is reactions that support our joy instead of more pain. It is the understanding that life school itself is the garden, and whether it feels good or bad is almost completely up to us. Think about that, beloved. Take care of your machine and nurture the seed of higher self within. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, I'm Dr. Heather. I've seen Jennifer for several sessions a few years ago when I needed help managing my energy. And what I mean by that is those of us that are in helping professions, or whether you're a natural caretaker like a mother, or you're that person in your friend circle that everyone comes to when they need something, we have a great sense of empathy for other people, and we get something out of helping them. When we don't manage our energy properly, instead of getting the reward and getting energized by helping other people, we start to feel drained. And that was happening to me. Jennifer worked with me to give me some really valuable and simple tips and foundational tools to use to help monitor myself and correct that. She gives a lot of this in her podcasts. I've heard several of these peppered throughout there. If you're one of these people who is a natural caretaker, whether it's your career or just who you are in your life, you know what I'm talking about. This sounds familiar to you. So I really want to encourage everybody to keep listening to her podcast and support the podcast so that this message can get to the wider public. Those of you who have tried to get an appointment with her for an individual session know that it's impossible. So if this podcast doesn't stay on the air, a lot of people are going to go without this valuable information. I encourage you to listen and like and help keep us all supported. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.